In this short bonus episode with the wonderful violinist Kirsten Leong, you'll hear excerpts from the full episode in which he gives amazing advice for not only musicians, but everyone striving to live a more meaningful and mindful life. The full episode is available in podcast, video, and transcript form on my podcast website, leahroseman.com.
In a way, a lot of things happen in a very non-linear way. Mm-hmm. And I think, but a lot of those, let's say, things that were set into motion were because, you know, of course, at a certain age, when you're young, when you enjoy doing something from a particular perspective, and you're, you know, let's say you become good at it, it becomes fluent. But I think when it comes to, let's say, becoming an, not just a virtuoso, but an all-encompassing musician, and a serious musician at that, is when, for me, at least, I recognized there was a moment when I was 16 or 17, when suddenly music making became personal. Mm-hmm. You know, that it wasn't just a fun activity anymore, or in some cases, what felt like a chore, mm-hmm. or an obligation, or just something that you do as extracurricular activity, whatever it might be, but it just suddenly became a necessity for life, you know, mm-hmm. for living, for, you know, the exploration of yourself, you know, and just a necessity for growing up as well. So I think the most, what I could say from that is just the most important thing is and I think a lot of it happens, not only, of course, with music education, the importance of that, but also the importance of the mindset that you have when you practice. I know that, of course, when you're young, you know, practicing may not be the most natural thing, may not be the thing that you want to do the most. But I think it's very, it's a worthwhile thing to find pleasure in the little details.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be very to just find fascination with things that, you know, over a period of time you may take for granted or you may get used to. But I think it's that mindset of fascination, of constantly being, you know, yeah, that pleasure that also drives, I guess, the want to get better and the want to explore more. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I would say. Just take pleasure in the little details and to really find a personal relationship with the music. You know, find perhaps music that you love to play. You know, work towards pieces of music that you loved, that you would love to play.
In this next clip, you'll hear Kirsten answer my question about his arrangements of popular tunes that you can hear on his YouTube.
It's a really fun process. I think it's really stimulating, and it also allows me to free myself, I guess, in many different ways, mm-hmm. you know, and also free myself from the instrument as well. So I think that's actually something that very much throughout is a general goal, is to, in a way, when you make music, to transcend the instrument, or to make yourself or other people forget about the instrument, but just to behold the music itself or the idea itself. And I think doing arrangements and letting my mind run like this, I think is a great way of reinforcing that. Mm-hmm.
Here he talks about sound production and how learning more about the physics has helped him and influenced his approach.
So everything kind of has this release to it. I think that's a lot of the a big key to sound production, especially the projection, let's say, in a concert hall, is that it's basically releasing a lot of the energy that's built up, not just sort of transferring it onto the instrument with force, so mm-hmm. to say, but to find the way through not just relaxation, but controlled use of tension mm-hmm. as well. I mean, that's a very big, it's a controlled release of tension that can create that kind of release in the sound.
Finally, he talks about looking inward and getting a new understanding of kinesthetic awareness that helped him in so many ways.
Just look inward and look at my own body and try and really sort of understand certain things for myself, you know, without, of course, having it be like a constant obsession. But I think it was more just like a way to cope with myself, like to always, you know, I think, of course, you know, with artists, I think we're always in a contest with ourselves. We're always very much looking at ourselves with a critical point of view, you know, and this was just a way, I guess, to process that in a healthy way. And so a lot of this technical work, and also just a technical setup, and you could even say, I guess, the technical style as well. And, you know, the way I do things stems very much from that. It's just the general idea of finding myself in times when, you know, you feel the necessity to, you know, because you're losing yourself. You had one version of yourself, for example, when you were, you know, a so-called young kid, young prodigy or whatever, but then that would fade away. Then you would have to find what is really the essence within yourself. And so I think, you know, the technical aspect, the analytical side of playing was just one aspect of that.
Full episode with Kirsten features some of his wonderful playing as well. You may be also interested in the episode I did with James Ennis and so many other wonderful musicians, all playing in different styles and with really interesting careers and personal stories. All the episodes are available in video format as well as podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm starting to publish full transcripts, and the transcript for this episode is published to my podcast website, LeahRoseman.com.